All right, you know what time it is. It is Monday Money Minute time with Patriot Asset Advisors. Alan Stalker is here. What are we talking about today, Alan?
Mike, we're going to go back a few decades and light years.
Wait a minute. Let me turn my machine on. That's the time machine sound effect.
All right.
Kind of cheap, but that's what we do.
Yeah, well, that's what we have to work with. Anyway, I came across a story, and I'm going to title it The Best Advice a Man Could Get.
Okay.
All right. So Mr. Paul Rogers, very successful in his own right, had a band called Free back in the mid-60s there.
Yep.
And he befriended a young Robert Plant.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the opportunity to jam a little bit. And, of course, Paul, being very astute, noticed a lot of talent in Mr. Plant.
Yeah.
And suggested...
I like it, kid.
Yeah,
I like what you're doing, kid.
Exactly. So he suggested he go down to London and hook up with this session musician who was looking to form a band.
Uh-huh.
And young Jimmy Page had been with the Yardbirds.
Oh!
And along with Jeff Beck and a few other boys over the years.
Talk about good connections.
Yeah. But Jimmy was doing a lot of session work back in the days.
Mm-hmm.
And wanted to start a band. And he offered Mr. Plant... £30 a week, which equivalent today, probably about $710 a week, or he could have a percentage of the band's earnings.
Tell me he took the right, just made the right decision. Tell me he
made
the
right. Well, he was in a quandary, but he asked for Paul's advice, and Paul said, if it were me, I'd take the percentage, boy.
Yeah.
And the rest, as they say, is history.
Yeah.
A funny side note, though, in 1973, Rogers and Simon Kirk, who was the drummer for Free, decided to start their own band called Bad Company.
Yeah.
They signed on with Swan Song Records,
right,
which was Led Zeppelin's record company at the time.